Hello, it's the 11th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Tom Wootton, Bedford Borough's first ever Conservative Mayor, spent his first official day on the job the day after King Charles III's coronation bank holiday on Monday. The new mayor, a local farmer and councillor since 2002, will form a cabinet within the next week that will begin to working on the issues outlined in his manifesto. Those priorities include the completion of Wixom Rail Station, addressing east-west rail concerns, and analysis of open spaces management changes, and a review of the 2040 local plan. Mr. Wootton said, "We all know Bedford's best days are ahead of us. After an amazing first day, I am excited about tomorrow." Focused drug raids at properties in Biggleswade and Flitwick have led to the arrest of two people after alleged Class A and Class B drugs were confiscated. The Ampthill Community Policing Team said that this approach has been successful in disrupting drug activity. Data provided by the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy reveal that close to 12.5% of Bedford's population live in fuel poverty. That amounts to almost 9,400 homes. The Chief Executive of National Energy Action, Adam Scorer, said the two-year time lag on the data means we won't know the full picture of the energy crisis until this time next year. The government figures released today massively understate the current crisis. Diverse FM Community Media and Training, a Luton radio station charity that guides and educates young people providing essential skills, recently celebrated its 25th anniversary. The organisation also received a birthday present from the National Lottery Heritage Fund in the amount of just over £61,000. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.